Welcome to Dealcast, the voice of Merger Market. Dealcast is a weekly ad-free podcast that gives you essential insights into the news, data, and analysis that the world's top dealmakers rely on when making decisions. I'm Juliana Needham. I'm a business journalist who's been covering M&A for more than a decade. In this episode, we're looking ahead to what the rest of 2025 holds for dealmaking in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. I'm joined by Rupert Koch, who is the senior features editor for the EMEA region. Hi, Rupert. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, Juliana. It's always a pleasure.
So it's nearly mid-January now. Can you give us the big picture of what the outlook is like for European dealmakers for 2025?
Definitely. Now, Merger Market publishes a series of features called Trend Spotters, which are forward-looking features with lots of data about M&A and quotes from subject matter experts and links to our own scoops. The team does a great job of publishing these features and it gives us a very good understanding of what's coming next in the European market. And there's a theme that we see across all the trend spotters, whether for the different sectors or for the different geographies. And that is that the top deal makers are cautiously optimistic. They think that 2025 is going to be a good year. One of the main factors behind that is that interest rates are likely to continue to fall, whether with the European Central Bank, the Bank of England, some of the other central banks in the region. That makes financing costs fall, generally speaking, which is helpful for private equity. And that's just going to be a source of deal activity this year.
So interest rates are one of the factors, but could you talk through the other conditions that doing deals is easier this year compared to last year?
I can give you some background information based on the data. What we do is that we calculate the total deal value across EMEA, Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. And Europe is by far the largest part of that. Europe accounts for 91% of the EMEA deal volumes. Now, if you look at the charts, what you will see is that 2021 was a great year. There were several reasons for that. The vaccines came online for COVID at the end of 2020. Which changed people's perceptions of the risks. And it was before the Russian invasion of Ukraine in 2022. So there was just like a fantastic window for M&A in 2021. And we saw huge deal volumes. After Russia invaded Ukraine, obviously there was an energy shock, inflation, aggressive actions by central banks, and deal volumes fell from 2021 in 2022 and 2023. However, they've started to tick back up a little in 2024. So when you look at that chart, you see big numbers in 2021, falling in 2022 and 2023, and then bouncing a little in 2024. And I think that provides the context for the cautious optimism that we're seeing, that people expect that those numbers to continue to grow in 2025.
And can we look now at the different sectors in a bit more detail? Firstly, can we start with asset management? What do you expect to see within the asset management sector this year and why?
Asset management is already a hotspot for deals. And we're seeing a lot of consolidation. This is expected to continue this year. One of the people we spoke to for the trend spotters said it will be the hottest area within financial services for in 2025. There are multiple reasons for this. One of them is that high interest rates and market volatility squeezed asset managers. And at the same time, high interest rates meant that some banks began to offer deposit accounts and interest on deposit accounts, which offered some competition. So interest rates are falling, as we've mentioned, but even so, there's still a case for economies of scale, which will continue to drive consolidation. And there are also regulatory pressures, which will lead to consolidation. And at the same time, we expect that asset managers will move into adjacent areas within financial services.
And can we also look at another sector, data center energy suppliers? So the explosion in AI has meant there's a huge demand for energy by data centers owned by many of the big tech players such as Google, Amazon, Microsoft. What does that mean for corporate activity in the energy space in 2025 in this region, Europe, Middle East and Africa?
It's a great question. And we think that the supplying capital to the energy providers to data centers is going to be a major hub of activity in 2025 in Europe, in EMEA and in the world as a whole. One of the most interesting companies is Iberdrola in Spain, which is a leader in the trend. Last year, it launched a new artificial AI subsidiary, and it says that it will need investment of up to 10 billion euros. It plans to seek capital from funds or consortiums of funds, and the unit already has a valuation of 2 billion. So it's just massive need for capital there. And I think one of the interesting things about this trend is that the energy providers aren't experts themselves in AI. They are just interested in building the capacity to provide energy. They want financial capital to help them with that project, but they're not interested in running the data centers themselves. And one of the interesting things that we're seeing in the US is that nuclear power is coming onto the scene. We're seeing people thinking about nuclear power as a way of providing energy to data centers to fuel AI.
It's a really interesting time in energy because you've got big tech companies needing loads more energy and nuclear power, which was very much unloved a decade ago, now becoming popular. We've got Microsoft working with one of the energy companies in the US to reopen its reactor at Three Mile Island. What are things looking like in Europe?
Absolutely, the same issues in Europe, and I think we've done some work showing that I mentioned Iberdrola before, but we've done some work showing that Spain is likely to be a major player in this market. But just because it's a country, obviously I live here, so I might be a little bit biased, but it's a country where there's just lots of sunshine and the big open plains in the center of the country where with lots of wind power. So it's very easy to build these, to build data centers in the wide open spaces of Spain and put some renewable power next to them. And if I can just make a deeper point, I think that this is all part of the energy transition, which I spoke to one person last year who said that the energy transition is the biggest and best investment opportunity of our lifetimes. There is just so much capital needed in making energy more sustainable. And it's just a huge opportunity. And I think that anyone who's interested in M&A should be thinking about the energy transition a significant amount of the time.
Thank you. It's certainly something that I'm very interested in and keeping an eye on. Turning away from energy, can we have a look at some of the big deals on the horizon in 2025? They may be in the energy space or elsewhere. Last year, the takeover of Covestro, a German chemicals group, by the UAE oil and gas company ADNOC was the biggest deal. How many more deals of that size do you expect to see in Europe and the wider EMEA region during 2025?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned Covestro because some of my colleagues at Mergermarket published an amazing article about Covestro last year, and they spoke to a number of sources who said that ADNOC is likely to use Covestro as a platform for further buys in the European and US chemicals space. The Covestro deal is likely to close in the second half, and even after that, we're likely to continue to see deals as ADNOC uses capital. And even after that, we're likely to see deals as ADNOC uses it as a platform for further chemicals deals. This is an interesting dynamic, and it's a theme that we expect to see more of in 2025. Sovereign money, particularly sovereign wealth funds from the Middle East, is likely to be a major theme. We expect sovereign wealth funds to become increasingly more hands-on as they help their national champions internationalize. There's a really good example of that that a colleague of mine published a scoop on. It's the National Shipping Company of Saudi Arabia, which is also known as Bahri. It's backed by the Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund and Saudi Aramco Development. And it wants to buy asset-light logistics firms in Europe and North America with revenues above 1 billion euros. Obviously, on Merger Market, we publish huge numbers of scoops about companies that are coming to market. Not all of them come to fruition because some deals fall by the wayside. But there are many interesting situations to track. And one name that we're watching is Canaccord Genuity, which has engaged bankers from Fenchurch Advisory to manage a review of its wealth management operations in the UK, which ties in with what I was saying earlier about asset management being an area to watch.
Okay, so asset management and energy are the two sectors to potentially keep an eye on during 2025. Good to talk to you, Rupert. Thanks very much. That was Rupert Koch, who's the senior features editor for the EMEA region. Thanks for listening to this episode of Dealcast from Merger Markets. I'm Juliana Needham. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please follow it and please rate and review the show. To find out more about what we've been talking about on this episode, please have a look at our show notes. Join us again next week.